In the same way, it was with those in the old days. Each one focused on fulfilling their own responsibility, not on demanding that of their neighbor. For example, Abraham took his brother's son. His wife didn't object. When he instructed her to go on a long journey, she didn't argue, but simply followed. Even after experiencing many hardships and struggles and having become the leader of all, he gave precedence to Lot. Moreover, Sarah was not offended by this. She didn't even voice a single comment. She didn't complain or say such things as many women these days say when they see their husbands coming off as less in comparable situations, especially when dealing with those below them, criticizing them as fools, senseless, unmanly, traitors, and stupid. But Sarah never expressed or thought such things. She was content with everything done by him.